Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled Dara's Dream, and it's all about the damage that harboring a grudge causes to body and soul. Dara had all the gifts that a girl could dream of. She was attractive, personable, athletic, intelligent, and very popular. But nothing in this world is perfect. Dara became so involved in herself that she developed a lust for prestige. It wasn't enough to be nice to Dara. She expected everyone to drool over her. As such, she developed a hate for anyone who refused to worship her. Well, Susie was one of Dara's classmates. She had lacked the skills that Dara had and all Dara's natural qualities, but Susie worked doubly hard and she attained the same high scores on tests that Dara did. Well, she wasn't as physically attractive as Dara was, but Susie's good heart and highly developed sense of justice made her just as popular. Whereas Dara was out for herself, Susie would come to the defense of the weak and ridiculed girls. Well, Dara ran for the presidency of the student body. Who was her opponent? Well, you guessed right, it's Susie. The two candidates for the lead role in the school play? Dara and Susie. They were perpetually vying against one another as if they were a divine metaphor of good and evil. Well, Dara was by no means evil. She performed good deeds, respected parents and teachers, and she was honest. Yet her lust for any morsel of honor, prestige, and respect drained the energy that she could have used for other pursuits. On the other hand, Susie was by no means Miss Perfect. Her competition with Dara turned into a personal vendetta. She therefore delighted whenever Dara had a setback. Even though they both played on the school's chess team, Susie wouldn't mind losing a match with a school rival as long as Dara lost her match. Dara could not look at Susie without her blood boiling. If anything other than total respect upset Dara, then Susie's antagonism drove her crazy. Fast forwarding, Dara was the first in her class to be engaged and married. Susie never seemed to find the right guy way into her late 20s and early 30s. Although Dara was happily married to a great guy, 8 years after the chuppah, she was still childless. Her hate for Susie was so all-consuming that she had to see a psychiatrist who put her on meds for relief. One night, Dara had a dream. She saw two bearded, Bedouin-looking men dressed in long robes. They told her she could only have one of two wishes. Either she would be blessed with a child, or her rival Susie would suffer a terminal illness and die. The two men told her that she couldn't have both. Well, Susie was unable to make a decision, and she hesitated. A moment later, the two men told her that her window of opportunity was closed, and she would receive neither, and they disappeared. Well, Dara woke up in a cold sweat. Bewildered, she didn't know what to do or who to turn to. She confessed to her husband not only the dream but of her whole history of her rivalry with her arch-adversary, Susie. Dara's husband involved a family rabbi who suggested that they turn to a certain rabbi in Israel for guidance. Well, the Israeli rabbi heard Susie's entire story. Clearly, the rabbi said, the venom of your competition with each other has brought you both down. As badly as you want to become a mother, you have an equal desire for your antagonist to disappear from the face of the earth. Your dream is very real, a clear message from above. Our sages warn that desire for honor and prestige can certainly drive a person insane and bring him or her to extreme hate. Well, you won't be able to become a mother until you forgive that other young lady, continued the rabbi. Dara protested, but Rabbi, for years she went out of her way to make me miserable. How can I ever forgive her? Well, she acted spitefully, surely, said the rabbi, but she was a messenger from above to stimulate you to take stock in yourself. Hashem used Susie as a punishing rod. Yes, she caused you anguish, but she is punished for that. The fact that she can't find a husband, that's Hashem withholding that from her. So what do I do? Asked Dara. The rabbi said, forgive each other. I can't do that, Rabbi. She caused me so much pain with a type of sadistic joy. She celebrated my setbacks. I can't even look in her face. Well, you don't have to meet her face to face, said the rabbi. Call her and make a unilateral apology for anything you did to upset her. Once you do, even if you must ask for two or three times, you've done your duty. Hashem doesn't require you to be a masochist and subject yourself to abuse. You may pick the people with whom you desire to associate, but you must not harbor hate against another human being. Well, Dara spent 2 weeks of debating with herself before she could bring herself to implement the rabbi's advice. She finally called Susie, but Susie was anything but receptive. Dara, for the first time in her life, put her ego aside and apologized for acting like a spoiled, status-seeking brat. Susie answered out of instinct, "You should have made this phone call 15 years ago." Then she caught herself. That's when Susie had her aha moment. Sure, Dara didn't have children age 32, but Susie didn't have a husband. She could never stomach Dara's demands of homage, but she knew that this hate must come to an end. Susie once heard from her rabbi that a moment of hating a fellow human is worse than eating a ham sandwich. Well, Dara and Susie were far from fond of one another, but despite the fact that neither had the intention of staying in contact, they forgave each other wholeheartedly. Well, the outcome of the story is what people would call a happy ending. Dara became a mother and Susie found a husband. Ridding themselves of the hate that destroys body and soul made room for the love that heals body and soul. I don't call this a happy ending, but a simple consequence of spiritual cause and effect. When we rid ourselves of hate, jealousy, and contention, we become worthy vessels for the divine light of abundance and all our heart's wishes for the very best. Amen. God bless.